All right, everyone, welcome to Taiwan Know Why, the podcast that tries to make sense of the rebel island that we live on here. With me, as always, Dr. Max Lowe. Doctor, how are you?
Ho, ho, ho. I'm doing fine. Because this episode is going to be a bit, what should I say, Christmassy, right?
It is the Christmas episode, our first Christmas episode. We thought we would like to share with some of our listeners who have not been to Taiwan or lived in Taiwan what it's like to have Christmas here and some pretty good discussions that we've had that led out of that Christmas in Taiwan vibe.
Right? Yeah. So, Mark, if I'm not mistaken, I think Christmas is a very important holiday for a lot of Europeans and North Americans, or maybe even South Americans.
Yeah, it's probably the number one holiday. I mean,
Super Bowl or
Thanksgiving,
Stanley Cup.
Thanksgiving's pretty big in the U.S.
I thought Super Bowl or a Stanley Cup is the most important holiday for Canadians.
The Stanley Cup is probably more important than Christmas. But
the World Cup right now.
The World Cup is on. It's a good point.
Yeah.
The World Cup has never been in the winter. This is the first time. Yeah. It's always a summer thing.
Well, and in that case, Christmas will have to take the second place now.
I don't know if the World Cup is going to go past Christmas. I don't think so.
Probably
not. I don't think it's that long, right? They wouldn't do that.
So that makes Christmas still the most favorite holiday.
I think so. Especially for kids, right?
And family.
As a teacher, you ask Taiwanese kids, what's your favorite holiday? Chinese New Year.
Okay.
Because they get money. Oh, and then that's what they tell me. Teacher, I get money.
Well, Taiwanese are that practical.
I'm sure the older people get, they realize that there's more to Chinese New Year than just a red envelope.
So the reason why kids love Christmas is because what? They get gifts?
They get gifts.
Oh, okay.
And no school.
No school.
Right? It's one of the longer, usually a week and a half or 2 weeks of holidays.
So, really?
Yeah. Thank you to the people who filled out our survey. We actually did some research.
We'll try something new this episode.
We tried something new. We did a survey and we asked a couple questions that were Christmas questions.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to be here? Do you miss Christmas? Is Christmas the same here? That kind of stuff. So thank you to everyone who filled out their forms. How many did we get?
Almost 100, right? 5,400 people. Oh, 54 people.
50 people, which is good. It gave us some good data to talk about.
Right,
all
right, right.
All right, but before we get started, a quick thank you to today's sponsor. This week's episode is brought to you by S&T, a manufacturing solutions provider with boots on the ground in Taiwan. S&T provides Asia-based professional supply chain management, product development, and contract assembly services. If you're looking to support your manufacturing and supply here in Taiwan, look them up at www.snt.com. That's www.essant.com. Thank you guys very much. So, Christmas in Taiwan.
Let me start with this. When I was a kid, 35 years ago, I remember my family celebrated Christmas. One day, my dad bring home and then put on this plastic green little tree. Plastic. I have to say it's plastic because it's impossible to find Christmas tree here in Taiwan because of the climate. So my dad brought home this plastic little cute Christmas tree, put on some neon lights, and then set that up in the corner of my house and then told us it's Christmas. We will get gift. Me and my sister, we have to be good boy, good girl, and then we will get gift in the morning. So that's what I remember about Christmas. Christmas tree, neon light, and gifts.
And that's... sums it up. All right, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. All right, so this is probably.
No, that's good that you had a little bit of exposure to that, right? It's great.
But then later on, my dad told me that he's the Santa Claus. So
he told you?
He told me. I'm sorry, Taiwanese parents are that practical.
Shh, don't tell anybody. Santa is real.
I'm sorry. Santa's real. Benjamin.
Benjamin, my nephew Benjamin. Right, Benjamin, don't listen to Dr. Max Lowe. Santa will still come to your house.
Yeah. Santa Claus is coming to town. Okay, yeah.
All right. So basically, our survey, we're not going to get into everyone's answer.
Right.
But there was nothing really surprising. One of the questions we asked, mm-hmm. is Christmas different here in Taiwan than your home country? Of course it is. So
well, first thing is, we don't have snow here. I think snow is the big part that makes Christmas Christmassy.
But that's an interesting question because...
For Australians,
for Australians or Californians.
True.
You know, people who live in the southern U.S., they don't have... It's not real Christmas. Australia doesn't get real Christmas.
Yeah, they celebrate Christmas.
There's no snow.
At beach, barbecue. Yeah. We just pissed off some of our Australian listeners.
That's okay.
New Zealand. New Zealanders. All three of our Australian and New Zealand listeners.
Well, the reason I mentioned snow is for a lot of Taiwanese people, we think snow is a big part of Christmas. It's what made Christmas Christmassy for a lot of Taiwanese.
Well, in Canada, you used to order it, right? People order it. They, on Christmas, we want snow, and it just shows up.
Wow.
Whoa, the producer bit hard on that one. I think there are some radio stations or TV stations that run contests, like a lucky draw. If there's no snow on Christmas, we'll deliver snow.
Because there's snow.
Well, there's snow-making machines at ski hills, right? So they'll come and dump some snow on your front yard.
I mean, so that says that, of course, Christmas here in Taiwan is different because it's hot, or even the winter, we feel like a little bit chilly. But for a lot of you, we feel no snow, no Christmas, or it's not that Christmassy. The vibe is very different.
The vibe is different, but for those listeners who don't live in Taiwan, there are Christmas decorations at the malls.
True.
You know, and of course, Costco has had their Christmas decorations out. So there is the availability to buy that kind of stuff. So Taiwanese people see it. And some stores, some restaurants will...
Christmas sales.
So they jump on board in that respect.
Right.
But one of the things we talked about, and one of the discussions that came out of this was, probably the biggest discussion is, do employers in Taiwan have an obligation to recognize Christmas for its Western or foreign staff, not just Western, to give them Christmas off, to let them celebrate Christmas? And we had some interesting results from our poll. And of course, a lot of people said, yes, they should give them a day off. But I think it's more, if you sit down and think about it, there really is no obligation for a Taiwanese employer to give you Christmas off.
If you use obligation, it's a big word.
The majority of people thought or think or will say that a Taiwanese employer should give you Christmas off. But a lot of people also said, no, I am in Taiwan. It's not part of their culture. There is no obligation to give Christmas off.
Okay.
What do you think about that, Max?
Well, I guess it would be nice if your employers, I would say Taiwanese employers, understand the importance of Christmas. I mean, like, to put this in context, to me, I mean, I studied in US for a couple of years, so I understand the importance of Christmas. It's like how Lunar New Year is important to a lot of Taiwanese people. It's a very family-oriented holiday. It's all about family. It's all about love, all about giving.
Can I cut you off for a sec, Max?
Sure.
So Max just hit a point which was our number one response in the short answer section was, what do you miss most about Christmas? And it wasn't the gifts. It wasn't, snow. Some people do miss snow. It's family.
Of course.
Right? And that's sort of the number one thing that people miss, which exactly what you said, Chinese New Year is very, very similar.
Yeah. And the food too, of course.
Yes, food.
Yeah. You cannot have a good Christmas or a good Lunar New Year without some traditional food. So, I mean, like, for me, I understand that, but you cannot expect Taiwanese employers, they understand the importance of Christmas. So I guess it would be nice for a lot of foreign community here in Taiwan to put in the effort to educate or share this experience with their employers. So maybe they'll realize, and then maybe they will have that awareness.
Yeah, you have to understand too, right? There are international schools, international companies like Corning or Nike or whoever, and those people get those days off because they're an American or international company. They get Christmas off.
Mm-hmm.
They get Thanksgiving off, right? So there are people who do get the day off, and I think I gotta set the scenario. Christmas for a lot of teachers in Taiwan, because a lot of teachers, the majority of the people who replied to our survey were teachers. Where the frustration comes from is like, okay, we're not going to give you Christmas Day off. We don't really recognize that as a holiday, which is fair. But what they do is turn around and say, okay, but you need to make a Christmas performance.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, well, hang on a sec. You're asking me to give you Christmas, but you're not sort of giving it back. So they're just the frustration mounts, right?
Yeah,
so
because you mentioned that a lot of people fill out our surveys. They work in the education industry.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to say this, but Western holidays in a lot of schools in Taiwan, in the educational context, a lot of Western holidays are for showcasing...
their photo ops.
Yeah, showcasing students' performance, especially when it comes to language, or maybe it's something for parents, something for the local community to see how multicultural the school is.
Yeah.
So I guess that is, if you want to say, I wouldn't blame you if you call it a circus, because I think sometimes...
Well, I'm going to give you my story, okay? So when I was working at one of my former schools... Once again, you don't get Christmas off. And by the way, we are going to do a Christmas show on Christmas Eve.
That's bad.
Right? Well, and it was not only that, it was after school hours. So we already had this feeling, you're missing your family, you want to be home.
And you're working overtime.
And now you're working overtime. Okay? So all of us went to this community center to deliver this Christmas show, and we spent time teaching kids Christmas carols, which was kind of fun or whatever. But, you know, halfway through the performance, because it's around election season, the community doors open up and all these politicians came in.
Right.
And they started doing their political stuff. And we're like, as a foreign staff, we're like, this was supposed to be an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's two hours. I was supposed to be. And the frustration mounts. And I think that's where the big problem is where the schools don't recognize that we're already feeling nostalgic. We're feeling homesick. We're feeling lonely. Don't pile it on, right? And that's just sort of what happened is, right?
I totally feel you, man. I mean, imagine that if you want the Taiwanese to work overtime on Lunar New Year's Eve, and then you lay for your family dinner, and then you have to work late. I'm sure that's,
you know, and the argument comes from, okay, you work in a bilingual school.
Mm-hmm.
You are trying to expose people to Western culture and Western things. But they don't understand the true spirit of Christmas, right? So they want Christmas, but they want a Christmas in their perspective. And, you know, and I was at that, another school was like, okay, we're going to have a Christmas party and we're going to invite all the parents and we want teacher X to dress up like Spider-Man and another teacher to dress up like Iron Man. And we're like, but
That's Halloween.
That's Halloween, right? So people are frustrated. People are missing
of
home.
Course.
And that's where the... You know, school's got to do or jobs got to do a better thing, a better effort to help us celebrate. And that's where the
frustration comes from. But I would say that's a very good teaching point for the Taiwanese employers, because it's not like they do that on purpose. Maybe it's because they don't understand how important it is to a lot of you guys, right? So I think it would be nice if you can share some experience with them. So maybe they realize that. I mean, imagine that if I'm in U.S. or in Canada and it's Lunar New Year, and then you ask me to put on a dragon costume.
It's the last thing you want
to
do.
It's more like an insult.
It's the last thing you want to do, right?
Of course. I can totally understand that emotion, that frustration.
And I can understand that employers don't want to give you the day off. It's not a holiday. So there's got to be a little bit of more awareness within.
But then again, if you put yourself in employer's shoes here in Taiwan, if I give you guys, North Americans or Europeans, a holiday for Christmas, then what about for Indonesian workers if they want a Ramadan, or like for Indians, if they want a Diwali for a day off? It's going to put me in a very difficult situation. So I don't think there's a perfect solution for that. But then again, some cultural awareness would be nice.
Yeah, but a lot of these schools are not asking, or a lot of a company, for example, because there's a lot of foreign workers here that work in factories. The factory is not saying, hey, we want you to put on a Diwali performance, right?
Yeah.
So it's, but I totally agree, right? Like, if you are a foreign worker, you've made a decision to come here, right? So that's one of the things you sacrifice. You don't get the same holidays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We get Chinese New Year off.
Right.
And we all like that. But that's not part of our culture, but we'll take the holiday.
Yeah,
so there's give and take in both scenarios.
But it's funny that, like, you mentioned that Taiwanese people don't understand much about Christmas, but then again, we want something for the Christmas, right? Christmas is still a popular holiday here in Taiwan, even though we don't get a day off, because December 25th happens to be another national day in Taiwan. Yeah. It's a constitution
day.
Right?
Used to be.
Yeah, well, yeah. I remember when I was a kid, we did have December 25th off, but we have this day off because it's a constitution day for the ROC government.
Yeah.
But we don't have a day off for Christmas. But it just so happened that they are the same day. So, you know, this is how Christmas spirit brings into a Taiwanese context. Then again, we kind of lack the cultural depth of this. I admit that.
And that's okay, right? I think it's kind of the job of the foreigners who are here to try and share what that Christmas sort of spirit really is. It's not just gift giving. It's not fancy decorations and trees, which is of course part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll tell you what Christmas is for me as a kid.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Do tell.
So as a kid, like, I can remember, we would usually go out Christmas Eve somewhere, right? We would sometimes go to a Christmas Eve church, usually, and sing Christmas carols. That was one of the big things we used to do. Our mom liked us to do that. Or we'd go to a relative's house, but we'd always be driving home Christmas Eve. And you know, the next morning is the gift-giving part. As a kid, you're so excited,
mm-hmm,
right? You
mm-hmm.
know Santa's coming.
Of course.
You know you're getting some gifts. But what I remember was...
And you behave for a whole year, right? Just because you can on the good boys list.
Max, I was an angel as a child. And my brothers can attest to that. I was by far the best-behaved child in the family.
Okay, okay.
So I knew I was getting what I wanted. I don't know about them, but I was getting what I wanted. So we'd be driving home, and our parents, we'd listen to the radio, right? Which is a very old school thing. I don't know if people listen to the radio too much anymore. They're usually on Spotify or something.
Yeah, people listen to podcasts now.
Podcasts like ours.
Yes.
And so we would, the parents like, okay, guys, be quiet. We're getting an update. And as kids, an update of where Santa was.
Really?
Yeah, so we would have the newscast come on the radio in the car, like, okay, Santa's been spotted over Australia. He's making it. We've got him on radar. We've spotted him. He's coming across the ocean. He should be in North America soon. And as kids, we were like so enthralled by this.
Imagine
news.
Like, how psyched you're going
to
be.
Mom, Dad, you got to get home soon because what if Santa gets to our house before we're home?
Oh my God, that's so adorable. That's adorable.
And so we're like, get home. You got to get home. And of course, your parents, you better get to bed. You don't want to be awake when Santa gets here. Yeah, he might not stop at the house.
Yeah.
Right, so listening to it on the radio is a pretty good...
Don't touch the cookie, don't touch the milk.
We left milk and cookies out for Santa.
That's not for you, that's for Santa.
Max, we also left carrots out for...
A whiskey?
No, this is a different, but it's the same. We left carrots out.
You left what?
Carrots for the Easter Bunny.
Really?
Yes.
Not for the reindeer?
No, on Easter, we would leave carrots out for the Easter Bunny.
That makes sense.
Because the Easter Bunny also comes and brings chocolate.
Yes.
And we would wake up and we would run down to the door and see half-eaten carrots. He was here.
Wow.
The Easter Bunny came.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
And same with Christmas. You run down and you check, okay, did Santa come? The milk is empty. The cookies have been eaten. And that's what I think is sort of lacking, you know. That's what maybe Taiwanese people don't understand, that this is a big, big family holiday. People get nostalgic like I do, and you think about your childhood, and you want me to dress up like Superman.
Okay.
Right? So that's where the frustration comes from, right?
Well, I mean, it just occurs to me that, I mean, imagine that if Santa traveled to Germany, you would probably expect to have beer and
bratwurst,
knuckles.
Beer and bratwurst or pork knuckles. Yeah.
Well, no. But Santa, please don't drink and drive. That's not safe.
Yeah. Good point.
DWI.
So, and then in our family, I know we're kind of going off topic, but sharing Christmas stuff here. It is a Christmas episode.
Yeah, it is.
In our family, the rule was we could not open gifts on Christmas morning until everybody was awake.
That's a surprise, right?
But we had stockings.
You want to have that mood build up.
Mom and Dad want to sleep, right? So they're telling you can't drive up. So they want to have a sleep because it's a holiday. So we were allowed to open up our stockings because Santa also filled up your stockings. So we would run downstairs quietly, get our stockings, bring it back to bed.
Okay.
And usually your stocking is like little stuff, like a little flashlight and batteries and chocolates. So you're like
something small enough to stuff
something
in there.
Enough, right? But my youngest brother could not wait. He could not wait. So he would always come into our room. Are you awake? Are you awake? Are you guys awake? And of course he would wake us up, right? So Pretty good Christmas memories.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that that's probably the experience that a lot of our listeners, they share that kind of experience, you know. Well, I remember my first Christmas when I was studying in the U.S.
How was it? Did you feel the Christmas spirit?
Very lonesome.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know any better. Back in the time, it was my first winter, first winter holidays, you know, first Thanksgiving and first Christmas. And before I went to States, from mass media, from movies, I do know that Christmas is a very family-oriented holiday, but I didn't realize that it was that family-oriented.
Yeah.
Because Missouri, it snows in winter. So around like mid-December, a lot of people, they will live in town. They will live in school because they
have Christmas to travel holidays,
back.
Right?
They will have to travel back to different states, maybe hours and hours of driving. So I was like, you know, the campus is just getting emptier and emptier. The people are leaving the town. And I was like, okay,
that's
yeah, maybe
a sign
Christmas.
Of Christmas. Yeah.
And then till like 20-something, the whole campus was empty. Okay, even the cafeteria was closed, library was closed, even the groceries nearby were closed. Walmart, they're still open.
But don't you think that's like Chinese New Year here? Things shut down.
Yes.
Right? It's the biggest holiday, things shut
down. I didn't expect that was that much like Lunar New Year in Taiwan. So I was like, me and my another Taiwanese friends, we were there on our graduate student dormitory. And I was like, okay, so it's Christmas and it's snowing and then empty. And quiet.
Did nobody invite you to go back to their home for Christmas?
Not really. But talking about inviting, my neighbors, he's American, and then he's a volleyball coach / graduate student. Before he went back home, and
these are the dormitories, right?
You said dormitory. Yeah, he actually stopped by and then knock on my door and then say, "Max, are you doing anything for Christmas?" And I said, "Well, I'm probably just gonna stay here and then work on my research and stuff."
Yeah. Because you did have two PhDs
to
pursue.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, that's what I have to give to be that smart. Work on Christmas Day. I'm just kidding. Okay, so I think his name's Adam. So he's nice enough to swing by and then knock on my door and then say, "Max, you are not doing anything for Christmas?" I said, "Well, yeah, I'm here. I didn't plan to go back." And he said, "Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It must be very homesick because you're far away from home." And then I feel that it's a very important holiday for us here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I have to travel back. And then, so here is a Bible for you. I hope that, you know, I can give you my blessing. And then this Bible will spend time with you. And then hopefully we can make you feel like home here.
That's fantastic.
So he gave me a Bible. And then that Bible, he didn't buy it. Or that Bible is like, he got this when he was a kid.
Yeah.
So that's like a, you know, a very, very special
regardless
gift for me.
Of you being Christian or not,
yeah,
that is kind of what Christmas is, to give.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's, I have to
that's
say,
a, that's
I feel,
a nice story.
I feel, you know, very heartwarming. And but at the same time, I feel lonely. So because, you know, that's the time I realized how Christmas is important for a lot of North Americans.
And I think that's, you hit the nail on the head there, right? People are lonely.
Right.
Right. In Taiwan, as Christmas approaches, your thoughts go back home. They go back to family, to the food, to everything.
Right.
And you become lonely. So you're a little bit stressed when you get asked to do something.
Right.
There people feel tension.
Of course.
People
of
don't
course.
Feel good.
Of
yeah.
course.
If I'm going to be preachy, my only message would be to try to make your own traditions here. Right. If you're a foreigner living here and you miss Christmas, try to put in some effort. Try to, you know, have friends over.
Right.
It's not going to be the same as home. It's not.
Right.
But you can try.
You can recreate that
you
experience.
You can recreate
here.
Some atmosphere,
yeah.
right?
And then I would say it's okay to teach us Taiwanese or teach your employers or your coworkers, your Taiwanese coworkers about the Christmas spirit. It's okay to teach them that. Like during Lunar New Year, we invite you to our family dinner. I mean, like that would be nice if you can do the same here to teach us.
But I do that, right?
Yeah.
We have had some of our Taiwanese staff over. I'm not going to preach them about Christmas.
No.
But Christmas is family and giving.
Let them live it.
Come to our house.
Yes.
Right?
Let us experience that.
Let us, you know, act as a family and have some food and have some laughter and exchange gifts or something, right?
Yeah.
You know, gift giving is fun.
It is fun.
And it's not, as a kid, it's like, what did you get? People want.
Yeah.
But as you get older, it's just nice to be able to give somebody something, and that's sort of the spirit of Christmas.
Well, but for Taiwanese, well, if you go back to how Taiwanese people celebrate Christmas, we kind of do that gift giving, we kind of practice that pretty well here, okay? So you see a lot of, in younger generation, among college students or young professionals, I mean, they do that. They do gift exchanging,
I mean,
among their friends. Or once I asked my students about, hey, what do you do on Christmas? What activities do you do? And then some students say, well, nothing. It's not our holiday. I don't understand what Christmas is for. But some students do mention that, well, Christmas is like second Valentine's Day here in Taiwan.
Yeah.
It's for lovers. And I don't have a boyfriend, so I don't really celebrate Christmas. So she's being a bit...
Yeah.
I don't know why Christmas for a lot of Taiwanese, especially for younger generation, is for lovers. For couples, but we probably got that influence from Japan, I guess. I don't know. That's how Japanese celebrate Christmas, I heard.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a very lover's holiday.
One of the responses I want to talk about that we got on our survey, which is, I have to be reminded of this a lot. In the rural community in Taiwan, Christmas is a little bit different,
especially within
your indigenous community in Taiwan.
I heard that too.
Because a lot of indigenous, and Max, you can attend, a lot of indigenous people are Christian, right?
Christian or Catholic. If you go to the mountain, you go to a Taiwanese Aboriginal tribes, you see a cute little chapels, a little church over there.
Yes.
A lot of them, they are Christians.
So they are celebrating more of the religious side of it. So one answer to our survey said, in the cities, Christmas is very commercialized. In rural indigenous communities, there's a great festive spirit. And I love joining my friends caroling or attending their church potlucks on Christmas Eve. To me, that is the real Christmas spirit. So good for that listener that they have that experience. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So in Taiwan, the lack of what we might think of our traditional Western Christmas is not a lack of culture in Taiwan.
It's just different.
It's not part of the religion. And that's where the holiday originates from.
Yeah.
Max, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay, let's go.
You know, let's go.
It's not like the first time you do.
What would you say? Have you gotten Christmas gifts in your lifetime? What's your favorite Christmas gift?
I don't know. That's a tough question. Because like I say, I mean, gift exchanging, it's very popular among younger generation. And I was young once. And then me and my friends, we did do that. But it's more like a joke. You get a big box of...
The sort of white elephant fun kind of gift, you get a
big box of gifts and then you were excited and then you unwrap it. You realize that it's just napkins. You got ten boxes of napkins.
I think a lot of Taiwanese like that kind of fun, playful side of Christmas, right?
Yeah.
But so, what about your Bible?
I mean, I agree. That's a very, very special Christmas experience for me. Yeah, and I still keep that Bible.
It's great.
In my bookshelf. Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
I am going to tell you my favorite. Well, should I tell you? I'm going to tell you a Christmas gift-giving experience that this could be the first time I've shared this.
Oh, my God.
Because I haven't told my brothers.
Okay.
But I'm sure once I tell this story, my one brother, Thomas, who is obviously the rebel of the family, has probably got way worse stories than I do. Okay. So once you hit a certain age, when you know that, I don't even want to say it.
Well, let's go.
I don't even want to say that Santa doesn't exist.
Well, don't say that.
Someone doesn't exist. When you realize that your parents have an influence on the gifts that you get at Christmas.
Okay.
You know that they have to hide the gifts in the house.
Right.
And I remember hearing stories of my friends. Yeah, I looked all over the house and I found this and I found that. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to find this year's Christmas gifts.
Oh, no.
Well, I went and looked because my parents were out. And I looked and I found my stuff in my parent, or I found the gifts in my parents' closet. And I know what I asked for, you know, in my letter to Santa, I know what I asked for.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened the closet and there were the gifts that I asked for. One was a handheld computer little football game.
Okay.
And the other was a pair of mittens, leather mittens.
That's what you asked for?
That's exactly what I asked for. In the closet. And then literally the second after I knew what I got, I'm like, why did I do that?
Why did you do that? It just threw the Christmas spirit out the window.
And it was a good lesson for me because Christmas morning, I open up my gifts and I'm supposed to act surprised. And I just felt like a dirtbag. I felt awful.
You spoiled it.
I spoiled it for myself. But now I know I will never do that. Right? And now... As a result,
I feel sorry for you, man.
You know, my lovely partner, Miss Tiffany, will never know her gifts because I always have, I'm not telling her what she gets. What did I get? What did I get? What do you, I said, no, I can't do that because I don't want her to go through that sort
nice,
of,
nice.
That I'm sure my brothers also looked.
Yeah.
But I remember one of my friends from hockey said they opened their gifts. This is what I never did. I found my gifts before they were wrapped. But I know kids who went under the Christmas tree in the middle of the night and opened their gifts,
uh-huh.
saw what they were, and then rewrapped them.
Rewrapped them and swap it? Or?
No, they were so curious. I'm like, I could never do that.
Oh, my God. That's...
You know, if any of our listeners have stories like that, please let us know on our Facebook. Because I was like, what? You opened your gifts? They played with them.
Right.
They played with the toys and then put them back in the box and rewrapped it. So in the morning, they, oh, look what I got.
And then acted surprised. Like,
yes.
Well, I mean that, I understand because as kids, you're excited like what you're going to get. You couldn't wait. But I think that's the moment you stop believing, right? For a lot of kids, you believe in Christmas spirit, even for the grandpa in the red suit. But the moment you did that, that's the moment you stop believing.
Maybe that's the moment you realize that
that's
Santa,
the moment you be, that's
Santa
the moment you
may
become
or may
adult.
Not be exist, but then hopefully there's the change. You realize, okay, Christmas is more than this. Like the Grinch, right? You realize Christmas is more than just the gifts. It's about being with family and enjoying a meal and the memories and all that kind of stuff, right? Much the same as Chinese New Year.
Yeah. I would say the moment you did that, that's the moment you became adult.
When I was like 9 years old.
Yeah,
I
mean,
matured
at
9 years old.
That's the time you stop believing, right? I feel sorry for you, man.
You know, another tradition I'll share with you is a big tradition, you know, and maybe this is one of the things that Taiwanese people don't understand because they don't do it, is decorating the Christmas tree. Okay. Always the family gathers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big deal to put up the tree.
Mm-hmm.
The kids get involved. And I have one of the ugliest Christmas decorations on our tree that I've had since I want to say grade two.
That's your home economics assignment?
Well, we made salt dough Christmas ornaments, which I made my kids do last year in Taiwan. And I made a snowman, which was horrendous.
Nice.
I am a horrendous crafts person. So I made this snowman and I colored it purple.
Okay.
So this dark
nice
purple snowman that all my brothers make fun of. We're going to put the stupid purple snowman up on it. My mom's like, no, it's going up. Right? And I still have it.
You made it?
My older brother saved it for me, I think. And now I have it. They gave it to Tiffany and now we put it up on the tree. It's ugly, but that's part of Christmas,
that's
right?
Nice.
Remembering
nice.
Your childhood, that kind of stuff.
So wait a minute. So you mean school during this winter holiday season, you have special theme in school?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of crafts and stuff.
You have reading, writing, science, social studies, all center around Christmas.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And so I guess where I'm going full circle with this is that's why it's rough for some of the foreigners in Taiwan when they don't get a day off in Christmas,
mm-hmm.
because you have all these emotions coming out,
right.
and you miss
right.
your family and all that kind of stuff. So there's a little bit of stress, and yes, it would be nice to have a day off, but in reality, there's no obligation for us to get the day off.
Yeah,
right?
But you know what? You can invite your boss, your Taiwanese coworkers.
Which we have, right? We've tried to share the Christmas spirit
yeah.
in our house, which is, I think we'll probably do again this year.
Well, but I don't know about them, but so far I haven't gotten any invitation from you, so I guess...
Get out of here, you big liar.
I'm just kidding.
I'll
just stop by myself.
I do have to share some of the more humorous stuff about Christmas in Taiwan for our listeners who don't live here. One thing the foreigners like to laugh at is, maybe the Taiwanese are being very efficient,
okay.
but you can find Christmas decorations in restaurants 365 days of the year. People don't take them down.
Yeah, people don't just take
it's
them
hilarious.
Down.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, well, you have to put them up again. Well, I'll just leave it there. I think that's the main
so
idea.
So funny.
Yeah, we can use it for...
Because Chinese New Year is a little bit red color as well, right?
Imagine that. Now that Christmas is coming, right? So, you know, we're going to celebrate New Year. And after New Year is Lunar New Year. And after Lunar New Year is
Valentine's Day. Or just Valentine's keep a tree Day, up.
Lantern Festival, Mid-Autumn Festival. And after that, Dragon Ball Festival. And those lights makes a lot of sense for those holidays.
Fantastic.
So we just leave it up there.
Another thing, which I think we mentioned this in our noise episode, that you might run into Christmas carols any time of the year in Taiwan. Right? Like you can go. I remember going to the gym in July and Silent Night's playing at 7 in the morning at the gym.
Yes.
And I'm like, what?
Department store, supermarket. Yeah.
It's English music.
Yes.
Right? Which is
all the Christmas songs.
What's the song you hear, Max, at China? Gong, Xi Gong, Xi Gong.
Yeah,
that song,
during
right?
the Lunar New Year.
So
right?
imagine you're in America in July in a shopping center and you hear that song. You're like, what's this?
So, well, I guess talking about Christmas song, I think Mariah Carey is coming back, right? I mean, she got a most popular Christmas song in the world, right?
Which one is it?
All I Want for Christmas is You. Taiwanese people love that song.
But the Taiwanese people love ballads, right? They love the lovey-dovey songs.
Well, because, it's easy listening.
Do you know a lot of Christmas carols, Max? What would be your favorite Christmas carol? Maybe you don't know it as well as we
Santa
do.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, you like that one?
I
don't want
gone.
You to sing every song you know.
All
which one's your favorite?
Bright.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, Santa Claus is coming to town. That one is cute, and then that one is very, I know, that got the Christmas vibe in it.
Cheery.
What's yours?
My favorite song? Oh, boy. Probably maybe I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
That's old.
Yeah, but it for me,
that's classic.
I don't necessarily like the Rudolphs and the...
I like more traditional stuff, right?
And I like... there's a song called Silver and Gold by another old guy named Burl Ives.
Okay.
So I like those two songs.
Okay.
Right?
You should sing it. No, don't worry.
I sing in the shower and that's about it. No, I'm terrible. I don't like the sound of my own voice.
Well, you're right. You're going to start hearing those Christmassy songs bombing you pretty much everywhere here in Taiwan in December.
And I will say, I don't want to sound too preachy, but to all of our foreign listeners who live in Taiwan, and if you're struggling with perhaps having your boss or whatever understand what Christmas is, show them.
Show them, teach them.
Invite them over. Try to really look at it in the big picture, like be giving.
Yeah. Right? Win them with Christmas traditional food.
Yeah.
What are the Christmas traditional food?
Turkey. Well, a turkey dinner.
How many turkey are you going to kill starting from Thanksgiving all the way to Christmas? turkey.
Well, that's an issue. Costco doesn't have turkeys this year.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I guess there's some turkey shortage throughout the year.
Wow.
And this is also, all the restaurants and stuff and our friends can't find turkeys. Wow. You can get them from the traditional Taiwanese markets.
Because of COVID?
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Okay.
You can find them in the markets, but usually you can grab them at Costco,
but they
don't have them this year.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
turkey and what else? Eggnog?
Eggnog, but you also understand, Max, like...
Smashed potato, maybe?
South Africans, Germans, Australians, Americans, they all have different foods that they would like to
True.
Have at Christmas, right?
Right?
There's
You're
lots
right.
of different food
right.
out there.
But what about you? What's traditional Christmas dinner to you? What
turkey.
Do you miss the most?
The turkey dinner.
Okay.
My mom used to bake a lot before Christmas.
Okay.
So a lot of cookies, spice cakes...
That's nice.
Lots of different things like that.
That's nice.
Which, we do try to do here. Tiffany does a good job of getting ready for Christmas. So I do have to thank her for that, trying to make Christmas as Christmassy as she can. She does a great job. So, But she should buy me more gifts, I think. But
make sure it's a surprise. Well, you know what? I mean, to our listeners, the foreign community here in Taiwan, I mean, you can win your Taiwanese co-workers, Taiwanese friends, Taiwanese boss over with all those traditional Christmas food.
And I'm going to throw it out there right now. I haven't ran this past the boss, but if there are any foreigners who are feeling super sad about Christmas, contact us and you can come over during the Christmas season.
Oh, that's nice.
Come over for a drink or come say hello. Anyone's welcome to come to our house. There's no problem.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah.
So
Boss approved.
Yeah, we've actually started our own Christmas tradition. 1 year, it's been going for 1 year.
Well, okay, what's that?
Well, we always try to figure out what to eat for Christmas Eve. So we're going with chili. Chili is going to be our Christmas Eve traditional dinner.
I mean, Chili's the American restaurant?
No, chili, the Mexican chili. You've had my chili before.
Oh, chili, chili. I thought you, because we have a, you know, like TGI Fridays, we have another American restaurant.
No, so I cook chili, chili Christmas Eve, right?
Okay, okay.
And different people have different traditions.
Wow, that's pretty Mexican.
It's tradition. But you mentioned to me that in, wasn't it, you said Japan, for New Year's, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes,
it's
they have fried a bucket chicken. Of fried chicken.
And
yes.
That's a traditional New Year's Eve dinner. Do you know why that is?
Probably because KFC, when they first entered the Japanese market, I mean, they successfully...
They marketed it that
marketed
way, right?
It as that's a, hey, the New Year's Eve New dinner. For New Year, you need to have this. It's like, you know, for Christmas, for a lot of Taiwanese people, they think about Coca-Cola. Because when Coca-Cola first came to Taiwan, it's the, you know, the polar bear, the Santa Claus... Yeah. Having a bottle of Coca-Cola in their hands, and they got all the cute T-shirts, mugs, all the Coca-Cola stuffs. So I think that's a lot of what Taiwanese people know about Christmas, from Coca-Cola.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up with that. Once again, thanks to our listeners who filled out the survey. It gave us some good information.
Right.
Please enjoy your Christmas if you can, wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Please drop us a note on our Facebook about maybe your Taiwan Christmas experience, any Christmas experience you would like to. Hopefully, this will help some of our Taiwanese to be a little more thoughtful around Christmas, to understand that people are lonely and stressed and stuff, and try to have the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, for Taiwanese listeners, now you know Christmas is such a cool holiday. So, you know, you can go shopping, but at the same time, you can, you know, say Happy Christmas to your foreign friends here in Taiwan, or maybe, you know, invite yourself.
Invite yourself to our house.
Yeah, invite yourself to their Christmas dinner. You know, get a first-hand experience. And next time, what you can do in return is invite your friends to your family for Lunar New Year dinner. I guess for our North American listeners, happy Thanksgiving, happy Christmas, and happy holidays.
Yeah, and one more time, we are serious about if you are in, especially in Taichung, if you are feeling lonely, you have nowhere to go, you want to come meet us and hang out for a Christmas drink or something, you're welcome to contact us.
Yeah.
I mean, even elsewhere in Taiwan, not just Taichung, if you want to travel, come down, come say hi, come hang out for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Right? Yeah. So. Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Max Lowe. And we will see you next time on the podcast.
All right. Stay tuned. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.